Chapter 6 Toad's Adventure. For weeks, Toad refused to eat. He lay on the floor of his prison and cried and cried. "This is the end of everything," he said miserably. "I shall never again be a popular and good-looking toad, a rich and important toad, a free and happy toad. All my friends will forget even the name of Toad." But the keeper of the prison had a daughter, and she had a very kind heart. She often came to visit Toad, bringing him nice things to eat and hot drinks. She asked him questions about his home and his old life, and because Toad loved to talk about himself, it wasn't long before he began to sit up and answer her questions. He also realized how hungry he was, and so he ate and drank the things that she brought. And after a few days of this kindness, Toad was as loud and boastful as he had always been. One morning, the girl seemed very serious. "Listen, Toad," she said, "I have an aunt who is a washerwoman."
"You mustn't worry about it," said the toad kindly. "I have several aunts who ought to be washerwomen."
"Don't talk so much, Toad," said the girl. "Now listen, I think I have a plan." And here she whispered in the toad's ear.
"What?" cried Toad. "Me? Dress as an old washerwoman? Impossible."
"All right, then," said the girl crossly. "You can stay in prison for the next 20 years, you ungrateful animal."
"No, no," said Toad quickly. "You're a very kind, clever girl, and I'm just a stupid toad. I shall be very happy indeed to meet your excellent aunt."
The next evening, a little business was done in the toad's prison. Several gold coins left the toad's pocket and disappeared into the washerwoman's purse. Soon afterwards, Toad began to climb up the stairs towards the castle entrance. He was wearing an old cotton dress and a black bonnet, and carrying a large basket of washing, and his heart was beating very fast indeed. He passed the guards, who called out a friendly "good night" to him, and soon Toad was walking through the streets of the town. He was free! Wild with excitement, he found his way to the railway station, and then came the first problem. He had no money to buy a ticket. His wallet, his keys, his watch, everything was in the pockets of his coat lying on the prison floor. He had to get away from this town as quickly as he could. But how could he do it? He walked along beside one of the trains until he came to the engine. Then he stood there, crying and looking up at the engine driver.
"Hey," called the driver, "what's the matter, old lady?"
"Oh, sir," said Toad, "I'm a poor, unhappy washerwoman, and I've lost all my money, and I must get home tonight."
"Come on, then," said the engine driver kindly. "Jump up, and you can have a free ride, but don't tell anyone."
So far, everything was going well for Toad. The train hurried through the night, taking him away from the hateful prison. But Toad's luck didn't last for long. There came a moment when the engine driver put his head out of the window and looked back.
"That's strange," he said. "There's a train behind us coming up very fast. I can see it in the moonlight. I think they're chasing us. I wonder what..."
And then the engine driver gave Toad a long, hard look. So Toad had to tell the true story of his crime and his escape. The engine driver looked very serious. He thought for a bit, then said,
"I don't like policemen telling me what to do. And I don't like to see an animal crying, so cheer up, Toad. This is what we'll do. In a mile or two, the train goes through a wood. We'll slow down there, and you'll be able to jump off the train and get away in the dark."
Half an hour later, both trains had disappeared into the night, and Toad was hiding under some dead leaves in the middle of a strange wood. There he fell asleep, and didn't open his eyes again until early morning. He woke up cold and hungry, but still free. His next adventure was with a barge on a canal. He had walked out of the wood and found a road, which after a while began to run along the side of a canal. Toad liked the idea of getting a free ride, So when he saw the barge coming along the canal, he quickly jumped from the canal bank onto the end of the barge. Then the barge woman turned and saw him. Toad was ready with his story.
"I'm a poor, unhappy washerwoman," he began.
But the barge woman, Toad quickly discovered, was a most unpleasant person. She came up to Toad and looked hard at his face under his bonnet. "Washerwoman, indeed! You're a fat, lazy little toad, that's what you are!" And she said rudely, "Get off my barge!" And she actually pushed Toad off the barge into the canal. Toad swam to the bank and climbed out. He was wildly angry. How could he punish this rude and terrible person? Then he saw the horse which was pulling the barge, and an idea came to him. 2 minutes later, he was riding the horse across the fields away from the canal. Behind him, the barge woman was shouting and screaming angrily. Toad rode on, laughing at his own cleverness. Later that morning, he met a man with a caravan who was cooking over a fire in a field. Toad sold him the barge woman's horse for a good price and a hot breakfast. He ate and ate until he was almost too full to move, but he still had a long way to go to get home, so he got up and went on. The sun was shining brightly, his clothes were dry again, and the new coins made a pleasant sound in his pocket. He took off the bonnet, which was too hot, and began to think about all his adventures and escapes.
"Ho-ho!" he said to himself. "What a clever toad I am! How brave, how intelligent! No problem is too difficult for Toad."
He began to sing a song about himself as he walked along, although there was no one to hear it. It was perhaps the most boastful song that any animal ever sung.
"If there's a need the world to save, then send for Mr. Toad. There's none so clever, none so brave as famous Mr. Toad."
There was a lot more of it, and it got more and more boastful as it went on. He came to a road and began to walk along it, hoping for another free ride. After a time, he saw a small cloud of dust coming up the road behind him, and he heard the noise, that beautiful noise of a motor car. He stood in the middle of the road, and when the car saw him, it began to slow down. And then a terrible thing happened. Toad recognized the car and the people in it, and what is worse, the people recognized Toad.
"It's the car thief!" they shouted. "The criminal who has escaped from prison! Stop him! Catch him!"
Toad turned and ran. He picked up his skirts and ran faster than he had ever run in his life. But the people from the car were now running after him, shouting and screaming at him to stop. They chased him through a wood, across fields, up a hill and down into a valley. Once Toad looked back and saw that two policemen had joined the chase. He tried to run even faster, but he was a fat animal and his legs were short, and the people were catching up with him. On and on he ran. He was now among tall trees, and again he looked behind him. At that moment the land disappeared beneath his feet, and splash! He found himself in deep water, cold water, fast-moving water. In his terror, he had run straight into a river. And away the river took him, pushing him along, first on one side, then on the other. The cotton dress tied itself round his legs, trying to pull him under, and Toad had to fight to keep his head above water.
"Oh, my!" cried poor Toad. "I'll never look at another motor car for the rest of my life!"
At last he managed to catch hold of some water plants by the river bank. He held on, too tired to pull himself out of the water. Then he saw something bright in a dark hole in the bank. It moved towards him and became a face, brown and small, with whiskers. It was the water rat.